Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin Teen author Katie McGarry. Katie is Harlequin Teen's sexiest contemporary YA author and writes in a fresh, authentic voice that resonates with teens and adults alike. Hi, Katie. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Very good. Pushing the Limits is from the perspective of the two main characters, Noah and Echo. Was it difficult to write from alternating points of view and different genders?
No, it wasn't. But at the same time, the answer is also yes. But you're going to get stuck one way or another, regardless if I wrote all in female or I wrote all in male. But I think what people are most curious about is the fact that I do write in a male point of view, and it is pretty authentic and convincing. So people want to be like, well, how is that? And honestly, it's because I grew up with a lot of guy friends. And I can also credit it to my best friend who had an older brother who, you know, we used to love to hang out with, he and his friends, because we were the, you know, little girls and they were the cute guys. And so we used to just kind of hang around, and we were just the little sisters. So they would talk and act exactly how they would when they were just hanging out with their friends. So I can blame slash thank them for having an authentic male voice.
Noah and Echo start off with a love-hate relationship, but eventually begin to realize that their similarities outweigh their differences. What's the appeal in writing that kind of enemies-to-lovers story?
It is definitely the push-pull. It is that feeling of, I don't like him, but I like him. I can't stand to be near him, but yet your eyes just kind of go across the room and see him, and you're like, yeah, but he's kind of cute. Especially for me, it hits home. When I first met the man who ended up being my husband, I was convinced he hated me. And so being the super mature person I was like, I'm just not going to talk to him. And I eventually figured out it had nothing to do. He actually really liked me and was just really shy and didn't know what to say. And so for about 2 months, we kind of had this like love-hate thing going on. And so it's just something that's really dear to me.
This is a very emotional book dealing with some very serious topics. What was the hardest part of these subjects to write for you?
In all honesty, in order to write a lot of these scenes, I had to go back to being a teenager myself and put myself in circumstances that just drew out that hurt. And that's not a very fun place to be. And there are several times I would have to walk away from the computer just because I would just let my own personal pain that may not be what reflected in the book. I did not go through a lot of those circumstances, but I would just go back to being a teenager and the experiences that I had. And there are times I would just sit and write the book and cry. And it's just that is really difficult to go back to those emotional places.
Speaking of personal stories, you have a pretty interesting story yourself about repressed memories. Would you like to share your experience and how you incorporated that in the book?
Sure. When I was in second grade, I went over to a friend's house and we went out back and I was bitten by a dog and I repressed the memories. And it was really weird for my family and for myself to know up front that I had been bitten by a dog. But, you know, my mom would be like, oh, you've been bitten by a dog. And I'd be like, yeah, no, I wasn't. And then I'd go to school and all the friends would be like, oh, I want to see, you know, where you're bit by a dog. And I'd be like, I wasn't bit by a dog. And it was really kind of scary because everyone's looking at you. You have these scars and you can't remember absolutely anything. And so I would start to feel rather scared and isolated. And I'd start to isolate myself because I didn't want to talk about this memory that I couldn't remember. And then when I eventually did remember it in college, it hit me hard and it hit me fast. And it was very disorienting. So I took all of that and put it into Echo.
Wow. So fortunately for us readers who fell in love with the story and the characters, especially Noah, there's a big connection between this book and some that follow. Can you tell us if we'll see a lot of Noah and Echo again? And what do you have planned next for the series?
Yes, I am currently working on future books, and Noah and Echo do make an appearance in every single book I have written thus far. I am personally in love with Noah and also Echo, and I just can't seem to let them go. But my next book is going to follow Beth, who is a secondary character in Pushing the Limits. And she is by far one of the favorite characters I have ever created. So I'm really excited for the readers to get a chance to know her.
Thanks so much for sitting down with us today. I wish you all the best with Pushing the Limits and the rest of the series.
Thank you.